Hi, everybody. Hey, it's a Monday night. Strangely, I never record podcasts on Monday night, but it was, you know, holiday schedule changes and things like that. I think it's you gotta be flexible with schedules, and other people's schedules sometimes factor into these situations. So we're gonna do a last night, which will be tomorrow night for you, the first time you could be hearing it. I did a little guided meditation. It wasn't a reditation. And that's it. It's Monday evening, 22nd. Yeah, 22nd. And I just want to wish everyone a happy holidays again. And so I'm going to hit pause and the show will start. I mean, you won't notice I'm hitting pause because it won't pause. I mean, I pause more than the pause button normally during the show. Pause. I don't know why that just amused me. Sorry. Hello. Did you unpause it? Hello, everybody. It's your friend Ray. Hello. One second, everybody. So it's a different mic. So Scooter said this is a different mic. He changed up. Why'd you change mics again, Scooter? Well, they can't hear me on the new mic as good. Oh, because you borrowed that other mic. So Scooter bought himself a little microphone, and it looks the other one was borrowed. So now he's got his own little microphone, but he said it's not as fancy as the one he had borrowed, so we can't do the thing where he talks. He said it won't sound as good as like when we did it. So hello, everybody. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah and every Kwanzaa, every other holiday cheer to you and yours from your friend Ray. It is so nice to be here on the 22nd Scooter Change. He said, Ray, my friend, the audience loves you so. I couldn't think of a sweeter Christmas gift to give them than you. And I said, are you kidding me? Are you being serious for reals? And he said, Ray, really, they love you. And I'd love to have you on the show one more time to close out 2014. You've been a great help. You're the greatest man. You didn't say the greatest man who ever lived? Oh, well, he didn't say the greatest man who's ever lived. The best friend boy who's ever had. I'm no pounce, I'll tell you that. But I'm so happy to be here. I'm so surprised. Well, not surprised because we talked about it this weekend. He said, Ray, please come on the show. Tickle their ears with your kindness. It warms them. And so ideally, now I know you all have things going on, but ideally you could be listening to this on Christmas with you while you'd be in bed. You wouldn't want, who knows what I'm going to say. So, you know, don't, your Aunt Mildred, she could be, you know. But I'm here to talk to you about something in particular. Now, usually Ray comes on. Now, okay, Scooter, calm it down. He said, I refuse to tell him what's going on with Gregor, except on the air, but I figured it'd be a good material. And he just said, please just tell me what's going on with the Gregor. I don't know is the answer. Oh, he's getting upset. He's saying that George R. Martin's going to go crazy because now what I do know is that Gregor tried to make his way to New York City. I would assume he's a very determined young man. I would assume he is in New York City. Oh, Scooter's pulling his hair out. Don't do that, Scooter. Because Scooter's afraid. What if Gregor and George R. R. Martin just run into each other? And that's the way Scooter's luck could be. But little Andy, a.k.a. Scooter, don't worry. It's Christmas time right now, and we're not here to talk about the Gregor. Hopefully he's found his maiden boo, as Scooter likes to say. Mr. Elliot Kazim, as John Travolta referred to her, I believe, Idina Menzel. But who knows? Maybe her and Gregor are going to spend the Christmas night together. Scooter's afraid of that. He's afraid for the safety of Idina Menzel. Scooter, she has a team. Don't worry, okay? Don't worry, you little head. I'm sure it's fine. We just sent a man from another universe out to head to New York City to find the woman he loves. What could possibly go wrong? Oh, of course, Scooter reminded. He also wanted to destroy some Macy's floats. So he could be in Rikers. That's fine. That's fine. We'll find him. He'll find us. So, my friends, why is your friend Ray here other than to say thank you for the love from your hearts? And the love from Ray's heart is shooting through this microphone right into your ears. And I hope you can feel it, because I can feel it from you. One second. Okay, my friends, sorry about that, Ray. I thought I heard the Gregor. Scooter got me all bought into his crazy, worries. It's going to be fine. But why is Ray here tonight? I was trying to tell you to feel the love. Can you feel the love tonight? As the Elton and Bernie once sang, I believe. What Ray's here to tell you about something. Now, normally, like I said, I talk parades. I talk Disney. I don't talk belly dances. But I do talk those things. Now, I got something a little different for you. It's a little formally, up until this year, it was a tradition of Scooter and mine. And this year, things are a little different. So, Ray, I couldn't take Scooter with me. So I'm taking it to him as a Christmas gift. He didn't even know I was going to do this. I said it was going to be a surprise. But every year, Scooter and I, we head down to South San Francisco, to a little place called the Cow Palace, where between Thanksgiving and Christmas, they have a little something there called the Dickens Fair. The Dickens Fair, that's right, you heard me correctly. The Dickens Fair is in Charles, as in Charles Dickens. Now you might say to yourself, what the Dickens? If you're from the Bay Area, you might say, okay, Dickens Fair, I've heard of it, or I've been to it, or I don't know what you're saying. So I'm going to tell you, my friends, it's the Dickens Fair. It is an indoor, the closest equivalent Ray could tell you is it's a bit like a Renaissance Fair changed around to Charles Dickens. It's basically, and it's indoors. So just close your eyes if you've been to a Renaissance Fair. Close your eyes and picture a Renaissance fair overlaid and placed in the world of Charles Dickens, and not in a cheap way, like not putting a bowler on a knight and saying, hey, how you doing? No, this is exact. You feel, for the most part, like you're in London. It's made to look like London. And why don't you join me, my friends, because we're going to take a trip there right now. Now we'll start out, my friends. We're in my car. Now this is a adult podcast. So normally Scooter, I know, does not totally. Now he no longer partakes in any of these things. But there was a time when Scooter and Ray, we would park the car, and we'd smoke some weed, my friends. And you might say, what's this old man talking about, smoking some weed? That's no good. Well, you shouldn't be listening if you're a kid. And if you're judging, that's fine. You don't have to partake. Now, Scooter, my friend, he can no longer. But we would, it would help with the getting in the zone. Now, normally, Ray, when I'm in Disney, I get in the sober zone for those. Well, not always. But, you don't have to smoke any weed, and we would have a beer, too. And then we would be ready. We'd get out of the car, and we'd still be in a parking lot, but it would feel a little bit, more fuzzy because we'd be buzzing. And then we would walk through the parking lot, and you'd start to see people. Now, Scoot and I, we don't dress up. We would wear winter coats, so we would almost... But you'd see people dressed up just like a Renaissance fair, but they'd be in a London Victorian dress. The ladies, they would always look so lovely in the dresses and the petticoats. And the gents, they would look finer than dandelion wine with the pocket squares and the vests and the hats and the scarves and the holly jolly. So we're walking through the parking lot now, And you could be a little giggly if you like. You could laugh because there's a little kitty cat that we see every year. That's Twix. He is Twix. He's a kitty cat that lives in the parking lot. He puts up with a lot from the kids. They chase him around. Merry Christmas, Twix. And Twix is going to run down there. He runs there. I think he must belong to one of the Dickensian people. And now we're going through the parking lot. You can just start to hear the music. Can you hear it? I hear singing. I hear like fife and piddles. Are those instruments? Fife and drums. I hear horns. I hear French horns, I believe. I hear drums. Drums, drums, drums. There's a band in there called the Bangers and Mash Band. I think I can hear them playing along right now as my heart begins to pitter-patter. And I have to say, Ray, you're high. You're not having a heart attack here. Just don't freak out, buddy. Okay, but don't worry. We'll get inside. We'll get a beer in us, and everything's going to be cool. And then you start to feel your pockets. Okay, did I have any money? Do I have my tickets? Oh, is the car still running? Don't worry. It's okay. And then we turn the corner, and who do we see but three men dressed as chimney sweeps? And these guys are usually out front here cracking jokes with the people that don't have the tickets. They didn't buy the tickets ahead of time, but we do. We have our tickets. But these guys, they're joking, and they say, now get this, folks, get ready. You say, Happy Christmas instead of Merry Christmas. Happy Christmas, Governor. So we say it to them. We say, Happy Christmas, Governor. And they say it to us, and they bow their hand. They say, have a Happy Christmas. And they might say, you know, they might make fun of when school, you know, they say, oh, what you about there? I've never seen what color you say is that shirt? Oh, it's a neon shirt, my friend. What do you have the power? You know, a little joking. And be open to it, okay, my friends? As we go inside, be ready because we're going in. Our tickets are being scanned and we're making a turn and another turn. And we see that we are in. Now, before we walk right in, Just remember, keep things at eye level. You don't need to look up. It's London up until 7-8 feet, and then above that, it's the Cow Palace. Okay, they don't have a $1 billion budget, so don't expect a Hollywood movie lot, but just get in the zone. We are walking into Dickensian London, but it's also like a wonderful, wonderful dream, my friends, because we are about to be surrounded by the characters of Charles Dickens. In the most finest way possible. And we are in. Straight ahead is a bar where you could get a beer or you could get a toddy or a soda, whatever you wish. Now to the left here is, would you believe it? To the left here is something straight out of a Dickensian book called A Christmas Carol. It's Fezziwigs. And inside you have Fezziwigs' Christmas party is going on in different ways. All day and all night. They have parlor games. They have bands playing. They have dancing. And out front, they have a list of all the things that are going on. You can get a map. You can get a schedule. But Ray, I just like to be immersed. Oh, look here. There's a young man coming by. Now that kid is going places. I believe that is the Awful Dodger. And believe it or not, folks, this is a little, I didn't expect this to happen so early. But there are Dickensian plays beyond even my understanding unfolding all day long. So the play Oliver is unfolding on the streets of London, everywhere, street theater, whatever you want to call it. Across the entire thing, the whole play will be acted out during the day-to-day, and then again. And also, there'll be other plays which we will run across and characters. And you will see. So we're going to take a stroll down this street here. And you can see there's a little coat check there. The restrooms are off there to the right. You've got on the left here a shop where you can buy if you're a real tourist, you want to say, I've been to the Dickens Fair. They have shirts in there. And just like in there's artisanal things everywhere, just like at a Renaissance fair or craft fair. There is, you know, book art, watercolor art, crystal art. There's all sorts of wonderful things. So you could do your Christmas caroling I mean, your Christmas shopping. I'm so overwhelmed with Christmas joy now that I'm in the Dickensian London, Dickens Fair. And people, you never know who's working here and who's not. Because see this young man over here, I think this is, I believe, hello, sir. Hello, how are you? And what's your name? Oh, interesting. You're Karl Marx, huh? See, folks, would you believe it? We got a young man here as Karl Marx. Now, why don't you tell me all about your thing? And he'll just tell us all about his thing. And then someone else is like, is this an actor, honey? I don't know if this is an actor or if this is for real or what. And he says, this man who was next to me says, would you believe it? This guy is great. And I say, isn't this wonderful? This is Mr. Karl Marx. He's talking about proletarianism or some such thing, and he doesn't even know that everything's going to go terribly wrong for his belief system. But you know what a wonderful young man you are, wonderful. And then this guy says, "I believe he's an actor. It's not the real Karl Marx." He says to his wife, and he says, "Honey," he says, "Hey, buddy, did you know this TIL, John Cazale, you know Fredo Corleone from The Godfather, appeared in only 5 films during his lifetime. All 5 were nominated for the Academy Award for Best Picture. 3 of them won. And I thought he was going to quiz me. I said, well, Godfather 1, Godfather 2, Dog Day Afternoon. Oh, boy, I got 3 of them. I don't know the other 2. And he was already off with his wife. And Karl Marx was kind of staring at us like we broke up my groove here. But then he went back to, you know, saying he was publishing a newspaper. And I said, great job, great job. Oh, you made my day already, Mr. Karl Marx. And then you get to see we're getting a little deeper. There's more shops here. Look at this guy sells hand carved canes here. And this one is different coins, a coin printer. He'll print a coin with a... See, look at all this. You can pick out some designs, your name, your symbol, anything you like. And over here on the right coming up, we got a little tea shop. You could have a lot high tea with the queen. Now, believe it or not, the queen is here. There'll be like a queen parade. There's a Christmas parade. There's a queen parade. The queen, her people... I don't know. There's a Queen Victoria. I believe this is Victorian London. And she's single. I believe she's got a boyfriend. Is it that guy in a can? Prince Albert, I think, is her boyfriend. So you can watch them. They'll tour around at some point. You have to keep your eyes peeled. And sometimes you hear crazy things. Like most people here, they don't break the character. But I heard a guy just now, we were walking by that dragon shop, and he was telling his wife there, he said, we ordered 1 pepperoni pizza. And he, I don't know if he was mad they didn't get enough or what, but I said, you know, Ray, just ignore it. Stay in the zone, Ray, stay in the zone. So my friend's coming up here. My friends, as I want you to be ready here. As we go through this gate here, we are going to be at the London docks. And I want you to hold on to your wallets and look around, because they see all these sailors, and they're talking and they're drinking, and they have the stripes, the blue. I don't know if they're big on singing. This is the Paddy West stage here, and they have a little sailing school. You see the kids are playing here, learning how to be. It's not pirates. I think they're the Queen's HMS. Hello, hello, happy Christmas, my friend. Hello, good to see you. They're all, and they're getting up on stage. They're going to do a little, I think they do carols, like sea-based, sea shanties. It's a wonderful thing. You can sit here, and just so you know, they like to take people up on stage. Now, it's not going to be anything mean-spirited. So make sure you're over yourself. If they call on you, just go up on stage and participate, okay? Then you might be a little embarrassing, but everybody's here to have fun, okay? Get in the zone. We're here. We're at the London docks. We're surrounded by sailors. Then, you know, they could be a little bit of a no-goodnik, okay? So let's keep going, though, now that you know what that is here. We're going to come on. Now, the next gate we go through, this is a maiden lane, I believe, coming up, my friends. And this is where you get into your little hubba-hubba time. There's a, they have more shops here. You can get your art lights. You can get your tarot cards, jewelry. Over there on the right down there, you got flasks. And I think there's another fortune teller. You get some bowlers. And in the center here, you have a little corsetry, I believe, where you can get ladies' garments, undergarments. And you can see as you come around here and you face the shop, they've got these windows here. They have young ladies modeling, or they're young ladies, statuettes, but modeling the clothes you can buy within. And yes, it's very a bit stimulating, and you'll notice that this version of Dickensian London is sexually charged. Now, it's for kids and adults, so there's nothing offensive. But if you are in need of a little spark to your romance, or you're looking to role play, those are all things that you could begin the evening here, but you need to finish it at home, my friends. This is a public place, obviously, clearly. Okay, so this is if you want to buy a corset or go in there or ogle the girls, that's fine. But I want to keep going here, my friends, because we've got plenty more shops to do here. You got pewter, you got paper, you got candles, clothing, but just up here, just ahead, is a little place called Fagin's Alley. And this is where I'll be honest with you. Me and Scooter, we come here. We keep an eye on. We try to find out when Oliver got recruited. We ask around. You see Fagin there. Doesn't that? Look at him. That's Fagin. Look at him. And you'll see moments where, and I don't know if you know the tale of poor Oliver. And, Dickens is got some tragic figures in there. And Mr. Fagin, I don't want to tell you. And there's, oh, goodness gracious. That is Bill Sykes coming walking towards us. He's about 6'4", very menacing, bad, bad man, that Bill Sykes. And he's got, oh, dear, and there's Nancy. Now, Scooter's not with me this year, but last year, I have to tell you, Scooter fell in love with Nancy because she is a lovely, lovely lass. And I said, Scooter, why don't you talk to her? Say, hi, Nancy, how you doing? I'm Scooter. Nice to meet you. And he said, oh, no, no. And then he had a few, and he said, it's a Nancy. Blah, blah. And I said, that's not how you do it, my friend. You kind of, don't be afraid. Just play along. And he did tell her to watch out for Bill Sykes, but I think it was more creepy. I think he creeped out. But anyway, my friends, as we pass by Fagin's Alley, you're going to see on the left is a little green place. It's an absinthe bar. You can go in there. You can try some absinthe if you've never had it. You can get different absinthe drinks. You can, you can have an absinthe cocktail. And then on the right here is another pub, a bar. And then straight ahead is Mad Sal's. And it's called Mad Sal's Dockside Ale House. Now, this is another spot I could just sit in all day. Now, this is a little bit of a twist on a brothel, a dockside bar, ruffians. You got Mad Sal runs the whole joint. She's a singer. She's a brothel maiden or whatever you call it. You got girls that are, now this is only pretend. So if you can be in the zone, but don't overzone it. So these are performers, but they're not performing acts of lewdity. And they do so many fun songs here. They do a show probably every hour, every half hour. I don't know. You could check out front. But they'll do a Dockside Review. They do a 12 Days of Christmas. It's a little bit bawdy, but the way they talk in the English accents, your kids won't be able to understand it anyway. And it's one of those two-level things. The kids will like the singing, the dance. There's lots of can-canning by the prostitute. I don't even know what they called them back then. And look at the, to be honest, Ray, I get a little taken by the show element, the singing, this beauty. There's one young man who I've seen perform probably for the past 6-7 years here. And I was like, this guy, he should be a star. He should be a star. And I never talked to him. I always wonder what it is. And now let me tell you another, one of my favorite memories was being here with Scoot and his brother many years ago. And we sat and watched a show with who other than Charles friggin' Dickens. With a, you know, in this man, he, so Charles Dickens is here. His house is here. He eats dinner. He goes, he performs his plays at the pubs. Oh, my friends, you know, you can't. So this is another spot Ray loves, Mad Sal's Dockside Ale House. You could just sit in here, watch a show, watch and, you know, have a beer, have an absinthe. You know, have some fun is what I say, as always. Now, my friends, we're going to pass, we'll walk past. We're going to take a left here, as or I guess as we exit Mad Sal's, we'll make a right. And we're going to head down this road. I forget what it's called. And they move stuff around. So it used to be Fagin's Den was here, but they moved it over there. But there's still a little bit of, you know, a fake thing. So there's some street rats. That's what I call them. I say, watch out for the street rats. But as we come up in here, there's another square. And that is the Silk Road stage there on the right, I believe they call it. They have like, they have some children's performances there. I think they do like Alice in Wonderland show, which is enjoyable. There's a coffee place with pastries. So you could have, you know, a coffee after you've been at Mad Sal's and you're a little bit wound up. You know, watch a children's show, drink a coffee, have a little biscuit. What do you say? But if you look across the lane here on the right, there's a house, there's people inside, and it's the house, the home of Mr. Charles Dickens. And this is Nickleby Road. And you can look inside. Now, this is, I believe, he's not in there. Hello, have you seen Charles? Is he about today? Happy Christmas. Oh, you look lovely. Oh, okay. Hey, the Green Man Inn, eh? So Charles may be at the Green Man Inn. So we'll take a peek and see if he's there at some point. But we'll walk down Nickleby Road. There's plenty more to shop at here. I think I'm taking on a bit of an accent. Did you just hear that, folks? But you have more clothing. You got a woodworker. You got a ceramics place. They're probably firing. They'll get the fire in a kiln up in there, believe it. Believe it or not. And there's a leather man there. He's leathering it up or lather, stamping the leather or whatever he does. Now, just across from the leather shop here is the Adventurers Club. Now, I have had the honor of being at the real Adventurers Club in New York City. And there was no adventurers there at the time. I was there to work with Art News. But it is there. Or maybe that was the National. But anyway, this is the Adventurers Club where the adventurers of England come. You're going to see. I don't even know if Charles Darwin was alive at this time. But people like him in there. You look at this. They're having a little presentation. Now, they'll just do this all day long. And I think these are legitimate presentations. You got some members of the English military and the Navy. You've got, I think Wild Bill Cody's over there from the United States. And look at him. He looks exactly like a Wild Bill Cody. And he's there with some admirals and, you know, Steubing, General Steubing or whatever is there. You know, a bunch of people. They'll talk about bird wings and, trips down the Nile, friends, Amazon. You could just sit here and listen to it all day long, too. And this is why we like did a little smoking, folks, because this is one of those things just like Scooter. It could be a little weird. You know, these people are dressed up like military. They're pretending they're military. And then it's cool, man. You can't even wrap your mind around it. It's so lovely. You're a great job. Happy Christmas. Happy Christmas, sir. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, see, so let's go outside. Now, if we want to chill out in there, kick back later, you know, we could do that. But let's scoot around here. We're going to go down this lane here, and we're going to pop out here. Now, you got on the right, you got all your some of your food places. I think this is Fish Road, so you get your fish and chips. You get some other things. Now, the thing is, it gets a little crazy here with the food, so you know, this is a good thing it's pretend. So don't worry. You don't come here to eat. You come here to be immersed in Dickensian London. Now, on the left here, you have a Christmas Carol stage where some of the Christmas Carol be played out. And that's another surprise we'll see, is Mr. Ebenezer Scrooge himself wandering around the streets of London with the ghosts of Christmas and all that. But this is fencing. Now, if you look inside the fencing academy, I'm lowering my voice because you see a woman in white there. She is in a wedding dress, my friends, because that is the legendary Miss Havisham right there in front of us. And we are going to go talk to her, or I will, because this is like I'm starstruck. She's from Great Expectations. Now watch me work here, folks. Good afternoon, ma'am. You look lovely in that wedding gown. Do you happen to know Pip? Is he about? Oh, he is. Well, are you Miss Havisham? May I kiss your hand, my dear? Oh, thank you so much. Oh, you have a collection of mice. Isn't that cute? You're a lovely woman. I cannot believe, I don't even want to bring up your jilting. How's your wedding cake doing? Is it hardening up well? Okay, well, happy Christmas to you, Miss Havisham. I'm so happy to see you in your wedding dress. And you don't look a day over 200, if you don't mind me saying. Ha, okay, good day. So that was Miss Havisham. Now, I've seen the queen herself in this fencing academy observing the young people. And the kids can come in here. They can use swords. It costs a bit of money, but they can play swords place. But let's head back out here. We're going to go down. We're going to take a couple turns. Oh, and we're going to come through here. And this is the other side of the London docks are down there. There's a little puppet show. And my goodness, I thought we were in Fagin's Den before. That was Fagin's Alley. That is Fagin's Den right there. Holy goodness. They must have been pickpocketed. And there's Oliver. Someone's dragging him about. Oh, dear. This is when he gets mixed up with Fagin. I don't know if I could watch it without Scooter here. Let's just move along. Oh, there's Nancy. Did you see what I say? There's the green. Let me just... Hello, Nancy. Hello, you look... Happy Christmas. You look lovely. You know this. These are bad men. This Fagin and this Bill Sykes. And, oh, Nancy, we worry for you. And, you know, we will avenge you if anything should befall you. And take your good care of Oliver. He's a nice little lad. Okay, thank you. Happy Christmas. So that, my friends, was a little surprise. Fagin's Den. We got a little, we got to see Nancy looking so lovely. And then here we have a little carousel, a hand-powered carousel. That man looks like he was from the Road Warrior. He's got that pith helmet. He runs the carousel. He's quite a character. I think he's Australian. Australian. And this is Tinsley's Green. On the other side, you can see who else sitting on the stage, but Father Christmas, they call him here, not Santa Claus, not Kris Kringle, Father Christmas. Happy Christmas, happy Christmas. He's up there, he's greeting the kids. He's green instead of red, so that might throw you off. But don't worry, you'll see another version of Santa Claus. And I don't understand, there's more than one, but that is Father Christmas, and he looks well. And the children look overjoyed. Isn't that, oh, the Christmas cheer. I'm just bubbling with it now, folks. And you can see there's like a little carnival games over there. There's one where you boot a cat and you throw a boot and you try to knock someone down and you shoot a cat through a window. Pretend. But that's a cute little thing for the kids to play, you know. Again, they're trying to get you money, but you're here to have fun, folks. Have a little fun. Okay, we're in the zone. I believe we are. Holy... Speaking of in the zone, that is frickin' coming straight at us. Don't move. Is Scrooge. And I believe that is the ghost of Christmas past. And she's like a little ghost angel. Oh, and she's got like, oh, look at her. She's sparkling. And they're acting. Let's not interrupt it. Let's just enjoy it. They're talking. Oh, happy Christmas, Mr. Scrooge. Oh, he's asleep, I believe. He doesn't see me. He's talking about his... I think he sees himself as a child. Oh, so sad. Oh, poor Mr. Scrooge. Has anyone seen Tiny Tim here? Has anyone seen Tiny Tim? No. Okay. Well, my friends, just so you know, we're standing here in Pickwick Place. And it's, the one of the books I am not familiar with, but there's Pickwick, I believe, that man in the center of the square there. He's a statue. And here we go with another Streetmosphere show about to begin. You see there's some teetotalers or whatever, temperance folks. Gin is sin. And there's passing out flyers. Oh, yeah, I better hide my beer. Here, I have a beer. Good afternoon. Oh, no, I do not partake at all. This is for my friend. And he stopped partaking, as a matter of fact. How do you guys feel about... Oh, never mind. Oh, you're here to... Oh, dear, there's some pro-alcohol. Hey, friends, this is about to be a little bit of a faux riot here. They're yelling at each other. And they're singing a song against alcohol. And then some more common people. They seem very upper class, the gin is sin people. They're very puritanical, I believe. They're quoting some, the holy book of anti-booze. And then some people are yelling at them. And they get, so it's all fun. It's all fun. Oh, it's so fun. And as we make our way, you can see on the left there's a candle shop where you can dip your own candles and make little candle designs, and they're carving, and it's beautiful. I could watch that. But if we look in here on the right, there's a little pup called the Green Man, and who's in there but Mr. Charles Dickens, and I believe he's reading from A Christmas Carol. And look at him, he looks like you'd imagine Charles Dickens would look, just, healthy, I don't think. But you look at him, it's so regal. Happy Christmas, Mr. Dickens. Happy Christmas. He said, he looked at me and then said, he was reading. I shouldn't have done that. But that is the Green Man Parlor. And that is Charles Dickens. And we're going to keep walking down here. And you're going to see a place. Now, if you're going to eat here, there's a place that sells, there's a big line. But they sell meat pies. That's a good spot to have. You could have a little meat pie. I think they call them some meat pie or something. And so you feel like a real Londoner. Have yourself a couple of pies. And then a straight ahead here. Oh, no, they moved it. There's a telegraph booth, and you can send telegraphs. Now I'm here by myself. I would have sent Scooter a telegraph. And these boys you could see here, message for Ray. Oh, look, he's coming. He has a message. They say, message for Ray. And usually they know what you're wearing. Oh, hello. And you're supposed to tip him. Here's 2 bits, young man. Thank you. Oh, it's a telegraph. It's not from school. Oh, hey, Ray, remember me from last year? Can. Oh, never mind. That's from a young friend of mine. Wait a second. What time is? I don't have my watch on, my friends. What time? Okay, well, we'll see about that later. Well, Ray may have to play a role later. You know what I'm saying, they give out these telegraphs, and it's all fun and games. But one year we were here, and this is just the ridiculousness of having fun, was a couple of years ago we came, and there was a man dressed as the Phantom of the Opera, and we thought how amusing this man, and he was taking himself serious. He was spinning with his cape and bowing, and everyone loved him. But it was like, what are you doing here? I don't even know. What's that? Andrew Lloyd Webber? I don't know. Is he supposed to be here or not? But he was having so much fun, it didn't matter. It's like even Charles Dickens himself, I'm sure, was like, the Phantom of the Opera is there inside my mind. And then the Phantom, people were so amused by him. They said, hey, why don't you give out these telegraphs to our girls? Well, actually, I did it. I said, hey, here's a rose. Go bring it to this young woman who is there, on the docks there with the can-canning, with the skirts and the stockings, and bring her a rose for me, Phantom. And it worked wonderfully, my friends. And it's so, he was like, whoa, inside my mind, the music of the night. So it was wonderful. Oh, and some people might say that was a crazy man. And I wouldn't leave with the Phantom and see if he says, hey, let's go to my car. Say, oh, no, Phantom, let's just stay here with these other people. But it was great. Oh, and that's the telegraph booth. Now we got another theater over here. And this is a little thing called the Victorian Albert's Music Hall. And I'll talk about it in a second because the clearance space, because look what's coming through is a parade, ladies and gentlemen. And there's some royals. We've got a lot of royals that I don't know all of them. And we've got some hangers-on. There's a jester there. Oh, yes. And there's Happy Christmas, ma'am. And there's a bunch of people carrying presents. It must be one of the royals must be out shopping. And there's there's Oliver and the Dodger. And the other one, Tommy Two-Tone. I don't know who the Dodger's sidekick was, but, and the picking pockets as we speak. Oh, and there's the Queen. Oh, Happy Christmas, me Queen. Happy Christmas. And I think that's Prince Albert there. And isn't that lovely? They're parading through. They're doing the queenly wave. And we can pop into this Victorian Albert's Music Hall. This is where they have magicians, they have musicals, they have operas. And then late at night, they have a French postcard review with a little bit. I've never seen it. Now, I had a personal performance, but never seen the show, the French Comb. Because I think is that who? I get some of these names mixed up, so I can't tell on this telegraph. I don't want to mix up the wrong girl. There was a girl that worked here that I remember from 1 year, but it's fine. That's fine. We'll figure it out. So that's Victorian Albert's, my friend. And that is like the full circle tour, believe it or not. Let's go in back in Fezziwigs because they're having a little ballroom dance. Now I want to take you and dance with you if you do not mind, and we'll dance to this little thing and we're swinging and we're changing partners. Goodbye. But you could still hear me. You're dancing with it looks like a prince. Oh, and I'm spinning with this young lass. And this is a young man. Hello, sir. And, okay, and let's go to the side. That was a lovely little dance we did. Now, I hope you don't mind if we can, let's try to find, I gotta show you, I think, is the Ghost of Christmas Past and then the Ghost of Christmas Present. If we can find him, he is unbelievable. So if we hustle down that way where Scrooge was earlier, let's just walk a little fast. Excuse us. Happy Christmas. And we'll just pop in and see Mr. Dickens is finishing up. Excuse me, Mr. Dickens, have you seen Ebenezer Scrooge with the... Oh, this way. Okay, see? And if we hurry. Okay, we got to get through here, and then we take a left, and that's the... And there's Scrooge pretending to sleep, and there he is with his little... Look at that guy. He's got his green. He's shirtless. He's a massive man with a beard and the hair. He probably looks like a hippie in regular life. But look at him. Oh, he is the best ghost. Happy Christmas, ghost. You are the best ghost I've ever seen in my life. Let me tell you, you are the essence of the Ghost of Christmas Present. I hope I'm not getting you wrong with the, because the scary guy is the Ghost of Christmas Future, I believe, correct? He's just amused by me. Hello, Happy Christmas. And soon, if you spend the whole day here, it'll come full circle. You know, Scrooge will be happy. Nancy and Fagin, and that won't be well. And I have not, my friends, peeled back. I think I met David Copperfield once, maybe. Or did that not take place in London? I don't know. There was one that took place in France, and I forget which one that was. Or maybe that was the Blurst of Times and the Worst of Times and the Great Expo. No, that was... Tale of Two Cities. That was the one that took place in France. Now, my friend, there's one more stop I want to make if we cruise back by Fagin's Den. I want to say hi to Nancy for Scooter. Hello, Nancy. Hello. Again, it's me, Ray, your friend Ray. Remember, we're friends now. My friend Scooter, he couldn't be here this year. But that guy. Yeah, he was wearing plaid. You were right. Well, he thought very highly of you, Nancy. And he didn't know, you know, the proper thing, you know, in character, out of character. But, I'll tell him you said hi. Happy Christmas to you. But if we cut around here behind Fagin's Den, behind this wall, my friends, is a little inventor. Now, they do a Jules Verne-style show. But see, this is like Phineas Fogbottom. Hello, Elosa. Happy Christmas. is the steam man. Oh, right now, believe. Okay, my friends, watch. You got to see this. They have this giant steam man, which is this pretend robot. It's about 8 feet tall. It's a crank steam-powered robot, and he's the inventor. He's so silly. He talks about the steam man, and the steam man walks, and then I think it goes a little haywire. And you can hear, oh, look, he's even opening it up, his chest there, and tinkering with him. Oh, will that clean my house? Oh, it will, eh? See, he's saying this is going to be the next great invention. Every London house will have a steam man. And it's got even a fake mustache. It's so cute. Oh, that is cute. I love the steam man. I love Happy Christmas to you. And do you think the steam man, excuse me, I'm gonna be in the zone for a second, folks. Excuse me, what would the steam man do in a fight against Bill Sykes? Do you think he could beat up Bill Sykes, eh? Yeah, of course. The steam man's not made to fight. Well, could I hire the steam man to run over Bill Sykes? Uh-oh, there's Bill Sykes. Anyway, my friends, I was not talking about Bill's. Hello, Bill. Happy Christmas to you. Very intimidating, Bill Sykes. Oh, and Fagin trailing behind him, so piteous and in a good way, in an acting way. You look terrible. But then, my friends, is all of London. Why don't we walk back to Mad Sal's and we'll have a seat together. Yeah, let's go. Because I have to check in and make sure I'm going to see. Now, what do you think? If this telegraph was from someone here at Mad Sal's, I think it said, you know, from last year. And I can't remember which year was this side and which year was that side. But I think it was Mad Sal. So we'll go watch the show. We'll see if someone comes up to me or not. And, you know, they do this show called The 12 Days of Christmas, but it's all about, you know, Mad Sal. And it's even Mad Sal herself is a bit like, you're like, is that a man or a woman? It's that madness, you know? Okay, here we are. Let's grab a seat. Hello, Happy Christmas. Oh, my friends, I forgot. Scooter's brother, his favorite person, is standing over there. And he's, well, let's follow him. You know who that is? That's Edgar friggin' Allan Poe. Edgar Allan Poe's going to get some absinthe. Hello, Mr. Poe. I just wanted to tell you what a fan I am of your writing. Happy Christmas to you. And you look a little peaked. Maybe you shouldn't have any more absinthe, my friend. Just think about it, okay? Happy Christmas. I'm concerned. I care about you, Mr. Poe. Well, it's a wonderful Christmas to mind my own business. Quote the raven, the nevermore with the absinthe. Okay, well, would you want me to buy you an absinthe? Oh, boy. I can't contribute to your downfall, Mr. Poe. You're too gifted. Did you know you and Scooter both lived in the Bronx, and I lived in the Bronx as well? Would you believe that? Yeah, I've been to your house in the Bronx. It's lovely. Lovely. Okay. Happy Christmas. Edgar Allan Poe. Who would have thought? I would have forgot all about it. My friends, now I have to rack my brain of what other celebrities we may have missed out on. But let's have a seat at Mad Sal's. Okay, that woman is staring at me. Do you think she's looking at me? I think so, my friends. Well, let's watch the show. Oh, excuse me. She's coming up. Do you call those, what are those called? Thigh highs? Those are, oh boy. Okay, hello. Hi. Yeah, of course. Oh, yes. Hi. Yeah, this is just one of my friends here. Yeah, Tanya. Oh, Lady Tanya. Oh, yes. It's lovely to see you again. Yeah, so I'm still Ray. I'm still Ray. You look ravishing. Happy Christmas to you. You know, Santa couldn't have brought Father Christmas. Did he bring a glow to your cheeks today? Because you look like a dream. Are you going to be performing later? You are. Well, I just came by to see you perform because I remember you singing last year. You're dancing. Oh, you do. You have a break. Okay. Well, you want to do a warm up show. Okay. Well, do you have a house? You do. Okay. Well, we got, okay, my friends, Ray's got to go rehearsal. We got to do a little rehearsing, you know, because some of these people, they have a little apartments. They're called RVs. They live, stay in the RV, but it's a London apartment, okay? So I got to go help her rehearse. Why don't you stay here, enjoy Dickensian London, sit down, the snow's falling, all is well. If you close your eyes and listen, you can just hear, I can hear it as I creep away from you. I can hear Mr. Ebenezer Scrooge yelling, Happy Christmas, and people, Happy Christmas, Mr. Scrooge, Happy Christmas, Happy Christmas. And then I hear him, Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night, my friends. Merry Christmas to you and yours, from Ray, from Scooter, from the Gregor. Hopefully he's safe and everyone around him is safe. But I hope you have a wonderful 2015, my friends. Thank you for letting me into your ears and your lives. It has been a wonder that my neighbor would invite me into you, your lives, and you would welcome me and learn about getting in the zone and learning about talking to people and being interested and just having fun and have a plan. You know, I had a plan. Wait and see if someone, you know, I'll be right with you, Tanya, would come over and, you know, tip a hat, as they say. So I got to go. Have a happy Christmas. A Merry Christmas to all and to all. A good night. Good night from Ray. And good night. The Christmas snow is falling, gently falling. And the night is descending on Dickensian London. And you are descending deeper into sleep, my friends. Good night.